Hello again, George Hofford. Local matters. We're learning as a community and region about people who make up the fabric of our community, who every day make us how special we and our region are. We got one of these people, a friend of mine, a leader, a great person. And Randy, I'm going to go on and on. Your wife may say, well, who is that guy
you're talking about?
But I have Randy Heady here, the county mayor of Jackson County, Gainesboro, Jackson County, member of the Highlands Economic Partnership, regional player. And I told you, I'm not Billy Graham, but we're going to start. This is all about you, and we're going to start at age of birth, and you just go right on through, talk about whatever you want to talk about, growing up and passions and relationships and all the – don't forget your wife. I had one person I had to say, you better mention your wife here somewhere. So
I'm one of those.
I am too. Randy, welcome, buddy. We're glad to have you here.
Well, thank you, George. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you having me on today and excited about doing this with you. I am Randy Heady. I'm the county mayor of Jackson.
You sure are.
And born and raised there. So I've never lived nowhere else. I was born in 1963, so I'm telling my age.
You're a young guy. Okay.
I am 60. But I've never lived anywhere but there. I've been a lot of places, all right, done some traveling, but I've never lived anywhere. That's the place I've called home my whole life. Born and raised real close to the Cumberland River. As a kid, we went fishing every day possible.
No question.
Either my dad was going to take us, and of course he worked, but he'd take us on Saturdays and Sundays. We'd go fishing in the summertime, or when we went in school. Maybe sometimes we got off school. My pa Jim, so we called him Pa, not Grandpa. It was Pa. Pa would take us fishing, and so I grew up fishing, hunting, and just being it's the good old days. Me and my brother. I had a brother, still have a brother. He'll kill me. Named Jeff, but. Me and him, we would just we'd walk the roads. Live in the Free State community. That's where I grew up as a kid. I went back home. Yeah. I live there now. But we'd walk the roads and the pastures and the hillsides. And you know, the only rule was you had to come home at lunchtime back to the house so Ma could lay eyes on you, and it wasn't so you could eat even though you was hungry. It was so that she would know that we were okay.
That's right.
And and if you didn't come back, you got a whipping.
I understand.
Or a whooping, doesn't matter.
Whooping. Well, I used to get whoopings.
I got whoopings. But it's just a great childhood, if you want to know the truth. Grew up poor, and there's nothing wrong with that.
We didn't know that, though.
I didn't.
All of us were. It sounds so familiar. We've lost that as a country, not necessarily as a community.
You're correct.
You're describing a way of life. I'm older than you are, but very similar and very blessed.
I mean,
we were very blessed.
I couldn't ask for better.
No.
You know, I may have been poor, but I didn't know I was poor, but I knew I was loved.
No question.
And so there's a difference there. You know, I had a drug problem when I was a kid. I got drugged to church every time the doors was open.
Okay.
Which was a good thing. I know that sounds kind of odd, but were drugged to church. Became a teenager. Got to make my own decisions, which is not necessarily how it ought to be, but it was. You know, graduated from Jackson County High School, George. Married my high school sweetheart.
Oh, yeah.
Had two great kids, and then in and out of church.
I understand.
And you said I could tell the story about me.
Please.
Never did like working a job where I had to work in one spot. Ended up going to work in the mechanical world. Spent 28 years at Carwall Mechanical.
Oh, yeah. Great people.
Good people. Gary and Janice, can't beat them. But – worked there in 1997. I'll say this. I got tricked into going to – I just want to tell this because it's probably the most important piece of my life.
No.
In 1997, on February the 4th, I got tricked by my oldest boy who had received Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior and his grandmother, and it was, my late wife's mama, into agreeing to go to Revival on a Tuesday night.
Sure.
So one thing led to another, and I thought I could get out of it, and ended up that my oldest boy looked at me and he said, well, now, Daddy, I know what you want to do, and I want to do that. But didn't you make grandmother a promise? And I said, I did.
Then let's
said,
go. Well,
he said, you need to keep your promise.
Oh,
so we went to church
that's
that
wonderful.
Night. I received Jesus.
A child as, shall lead them.
That's exactly right. And I received Jesus as my Lord and Savior that night.
Amen.
So it was an appointed time for me, no matter how I ended up there. And my life changed forever. A year and a half later, I lost my high school sweetheart in a car accident.
Oh.
And she passed in 1998. Oh. Probably something you did not know about me.
No,
George.
I've already learned a lot. No, did not know that, Randy.
Yeah.
I'm very
and,
wow.
So 3 years later, I marry my wife I have now. I'm a fortunate man, all right? I'm very blessed. I've had two great wives.
Yeah. It's a God thing.
It's a God thing. And I inherited three more kids. It's almost Job part, you know?
I understand. I understand.
Job lost it all and then got back, and he got double what he lost.
That's right.
So me and Joyce have been married for 23 years and got a wonderful life, wonderful wife. Got eight grandchildren together.
Oh,
and,
that's what it's all about.
They're better than children ever thought about being. And you can take that to the bank. If you've ever heard that, it's absolutely the facts.
I got to say this. We've had a grandchild late in life, and that's my wife and I were – the old thing about miscarriages, we were early on, didn't think – and then our sons had one. But, yes, I always heard that. And they always ask you, why do you and your grandchild have so much in common? And it's because we got a common enemy.
I like that. Now, I got to use that.
That's not original, but I will tell you, Randy, it's all about what you said. This is what the Upper Cumberland is. It's family.
It
it's
is.
Faith, the community of faith, and we're blessed. Our family, we've rediscovered some things moving here and living here. We're home here. It's not about me. Let's go back.
Yeah.
So I did not know that. So you have so God has blessed you.
He has. He has just blessed
through all,
me.
Through all of
every
ups
bit
and
of
down,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, my favorite saying at church, I pastor New Hope Baptist Church in Gainesburg, my favorite saying is, God is good, and it's been that way for 20 years now, and everybody will say all the time, and he really is. It's so much so that I was one day at my late pastor's house, and I was sitting there complaining about my property taxes and all this stuff. And he says, won't you do something about
something about that?
And I said,
what
can I do about it? And he said, won't you run for county commissioner and become a commissioner? And then you have a right to gripe. And I thought, that's not a bad idea. I've never thought about being in
there
politics.
You go.
So that's how I got into where I'm at today. He kind of gave me a dare, if you would, or a challenge, and I took it, and I ran for county commissioner in 2010 and won and spent 8 years on the county commission.
So that started your political journey.
That is correct.
Did not know that either.
Started me down the path I am. I actually had, when I picked up papers for commissioner, I thought, well, what about just running for mayor? Let's just go all in. And my uncle, my wife loves to tell this story. I went to my uncle's house and I said, would you care to sign my petition for commissioner? He said, absolutely. And I said, what about for mayor? What if I wanted to run for mayor? He says, I'd probably have to vote for you. He said, but I wouldn't support you. And I said, why is that? And he said, you need to be a commissioner for a couple of terms.
Need some experience.
He said, you need to learn what
you're
doing.
That was some good advice, probably. I would gather that.
I took it to heart.
And you learned. You're doing on-the-job training.
That's correct.
In government.
I wouldn't imagine being where I am today without that 8 years of experience.
To having that insight.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a great story, Randy. Great story. So you've you were elected. You're in your, 8 years? 12?
I was appointed in 18.
Yeah, I remember. I remember that.
If you remember.
Yeah, you came to see me.
I did.
At the chamber in the Highlands. And, you know, that had been going on for a while. We, you know, Jackson County, we've always felt like we're all one community and we work together. And that's when I first met you.
It was the late mayor, Mayor James Kennard. He was the mayor, and he had gotten cancer and he had passed.
Yes, he did.
It was too far from the election. It was over 4 months, and the state said, you got to appoint somebody, and that's the way it's got to be. And I was chairman, and so I was going to run anyway. So they did appoint me to fill that role. And one of the first things I did was I picked up the phone, and Jay Casty was a high school friend.
Jay, great guy. guy.
Yeah, we know.
You got some great leadership in your county.
I'm blessed, I'm telling you. And so I called Jay and I said, what about this Highlands thing? And he said, what do you mean? And I said, well, I hear about all the Highlands Economic Partnership, and we've been in it. I said, I know that. I can remember when we officially joined. I was a commissioner. And I said, I need to meet these people. And he said, well, I'll make it happen. And me and him came to see
I remember that now. And, what a wonderful it's a God thing.
It is.
Providentially, we just formalized what has been a wonderful relationship, still is. It's getting better.
That's correct. I remember who was in the room, me, Jay, you, Stephen Crook.
Stephen Crook. Stephen was Stephen, he's our economic developer.
And then what's her name?
Lillian Hargrove.
Lillian Hargrove. She'll kill me.
Workforce Development.
Workforce Development. She'll kill me for not remembering her name. But Lillian was there. First time I'd ever met Lillian, Stephen, or you was that day. What a great
Let me say this for a little testimony. There was no doubt when you first came in, I knew you were a person of faith. You live. I mean, some people exude, and you didn't have to say anything. You just so we appreciate you and what you're doing still today. But I've learned a lot. We're almost running out of time in segment one. We're just getting started, Randy. Anything you want to say in the last few seconds, last minute of this first segment?
You know, this might be cliche, but I owe everything to the Lord.
Amen.
I wouldn't be who I am today, wouldn't be where I'm at today, wouldn't be sitting here in front of you today if it wasn't for the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I need to give, before we move on to other segments, he just needs to get the glory. And
amen.
It ought to be about
amen.
Him.
So it's pretty basic, isn't it?
It is.
But that's why, just quickly, while we're here, we found a home. We found a community, a region, and we've had a renaissance, a rebirth ourselves.
So, good for you.
That's another subject for another time. George Hoffer, Randy Heady, we're just getting started, folks. Be right back. Well, we're back. George Hoffer, Randy Heady. I'm having so much fun. Randy, I thank you for joining us, the county mayor for Gainesboro, Jackson County, a good friend, fellow person of faith, pastor, and making a difference in the lives of our region and citizens every day. Let's pick up where we left off. Where do we lay off, Randy?
George. We're having too much fun.
We are having a lot of fun.
I was telling you about
about your county commission, the county mayor.
And then meeting you. Of course, I won that year. I won the election, but not a lot. There was five people in the race, but I did win. And
Five people.
I had four opponents, and but we was fortunate enough, blessed enough to get elected, and took off. You know, it just hit the ground running. Knew a lot about the position, but I didn't know a lot about what I was doing. So there's a difference. You
got after it, happened. Like you do most everything. Yeah. I imagine.
Well, anything. So Daddy'd always say this growing up, whether we were stripping backer, dropping backer sticks, cutting backer, it doesn't matter. Right? If I was digging a ditch, he'd say anything worth doing is worth doing right.
Amen.
And so I promised the people in 2018, I said, I can't make you no promises but one. And you shouldn't ever make promises as a politician. I said, this is one promise I'm going to make you. I'll get up every day, and I'll go to work, and I'll put in a good day's work for you.
Amen.
And that's what you do. And
that's right.
Being present's a whole big piece of it, but you got to go, and you got to go out there and get it. And you won't never get it if you don't ask for it. And you won't find it if you don't hunt.
That's right.
And so that's how it's got to be.
And it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
It is.
It's being there. A lot of it is being present. You said it, present.
Present, yeah.
And people care. And they care about each other, and they care about their elected officials. So you're a perfect candidate. I can see that already. I mean, you're a perfect county mayor.
Well, I don't know about perfect, but I appreciate.
No, I say perfect. That's relative, but I mean, you wear it well. Let's put it that way.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It's a lot of work. A lot of people don't understand what it is, and I tell you, I got asked this question a bunch when I was running. Can you be a pastor and be a mayor at the same time?
Sure.
I said, why not?
Why not?
If I can't be a mayor that's a pastor, or I can't be a pastor that's a mayor, there's a problem. with one of them.
Big time.
There's a problem.
Yes, yeah.
Because I feel like we need more people of faith involved in politics.
And I agree.
I'm not talking about dirty politics. I'm talking about true politics.
Yeah.
Being a mayor is a true is politics. You
That's
know,
right.
I'm politicking for my constituents, my residents, my friends, and my family every day.
And try and do what's right.
That's correct.
For your people, it's our country was founded on that. Those kind of principles.
Don't you feel like sometimes we're losing them?
Oh, yeah. We've lost this. But I also have faith that there's a revival. I think we will see these basic values return. And I'm talking nationwide. I shouldn't say what I just said. It's not going all the way back. But no, the people of faith, community, there's still the heartland all over this country. We're special. There's some other special places. Not many, but there are. I mean, they are. They're not many like us.
All right. I mean, I know there's a lot of special places, but there ain't nothing as special as Upper Cumberland.
No, it's not. No, we could go on and on about that.
I'm biased and prejudiced. I understand that.
And I tell you, there's something. It's so refreshing when, as someone who moved, you know, because of my job, I didn't know. I just got a job out of school, and I didn't know it meant moving around. But, you know, home is important, and the older one gets at home.
Yeah.
A lot of us leave our home for military, jobs, marriage. But this truly, I mean, we hadn't been here for just a couple of years. My wife said, "This is it, isn't it?" I said, "Yeah." We love it. We just love it. So this is about you, not me. So here I go thinking about this stuff. And let's go to today. Let's talk about you today.
Sure.
What you're doing. Maybe before we do, what did you learn as county mayor that you thought you knew? Maybe when you were a county commissioner, and even before then when you said, "I think I may run for mayor." But just some of the things that I know one, I'll just give you one. I had a county mayor tell me one time, "You're on like 50. Every time there's a committee appointed, the county mayor's on it. So you're on all these committees that a lot of people don't even know you serve on."
Yeah, I guess.
That's part of it.
I knew there were some, but I didn't know there was that many.
Many, yeah.
The biggest thing that it's caught me off guard is the time it takes. If you're going to be – this is just me personally. It may not be true for every county mayor out there. But to be effective, it's going to take an abundance of time because, again, George, I firmly believe that you got to be present. You got to show up.
That's right. That's right.
You've got to – the people got to know you care. There's just a lot that's expected of you. And sometimes your time runs short. You get tired. But,
that's right.
You know, the job doesn't stop. And so you're on call 24/7. There's no turning it off. You can't. You know, we're in the middle of budget right now, and it's the roughest time of the year.
No question.
Because you're trying to do your everyday business, and then you're doing budget. But if you had told me that it would have took the time that it's taking, I would have said, it don't take that much time. So that's the biggest thing
to
I
did. To do it the way it really needs to be done.
The way I feel it needs to be done,
okay.
That's correct. Because, you know, I don't have – of staff of a lot of people.
No, but you're in charge of everything.
Right, that's correct. And so it's been kind of eye-opening, but I'm having the time of my life. I mean,
it shows.
It's just having fun, I can tell you.
We've got a couple of minutes left in this segment, and then we're going to come back and let you look in the crystal ball and talk about our community, our region, where you're going. But let's stay a little more in today. It is such a Cummins Falls. That is, I mean, and the leadership and the vision that all of a group of people, you being obviously one of the main ones, but we had this wonderful outdoor. We were just talking with Keith Lilly in another segment, but talk about that. You're seeing more tourists, you're seeing visitors, a lot of people are moving to our area.
That's correct. And if you had told me that Cummins Falls would be the success that it's been,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And I believe if you told the state, if you told TDEC they would have said, no, it won't be that good. They just knew, they wanted to protect this natural falls that had
that was about to be just
commercialized.
Yes.
And I didn't know that till later on. And so Jackson County wasn't as big a part of it as we should have been. Now, we've took ownership in the last 6 years. That's been important to me.
Oh, no question.
One of the things that I've heard when I got took office was, well, Cook will say as they own it, it's in Jackson County. And I said, well, until we own it, why wouldn't they own it?
We all share in it. Let's put it that way.
Well, the mentality is there's enough air for all of us. And we just have to get our piece of the pie out of it, just like everybody else does. And we wouldn't take in, we wasn't taking advantage of a natural resource that God had blessed this our county with. We just wouldn't take advantage of it.
And your rivers and your mountains, it's beautiful. It's just beautiful. It's God's country, I'll tell you.
Amen.
But it's about leadership and people with vision, people leadership. Nobody cares who gets credit. It's the old thing. And I just love Jackson County. I think it's where we all came from. It's the oldest, 1804 or
1801. To be exact.
I'm about to run out of time on this segment. We're going to come right back, Randy. Boy, time flies when you're having fun, Randy.
That's
we're back
right.
for our third segment and just really getting into your role and talking about it's all good, but we're in Jackson County, not all good to say, all good and all good too. It's growth and change, cultural change. There are reasons why things are the way they are. And just share with us, we were just doing some offline, off air, what you faced and some of the issues that you faced and what you face today.
Well,
if that's the right question.
It is absolutely the right question, because what I wanted to share with you was when I got elected, and I remember going to Faye's Cafe, a little breakfast
sure.
Great little breakfast restaurant. So I go to Faye's and eating breakfast one day, or might have been lunch, I don't remember, and I hadn't been fully elected at that point. I've been elected, I've got the job, and so one of the people I know my whole life was in there, and he's like, and I'm sitting there sharing with somebody some of my ideas, and he looks over at me and he says, Randy, I appreciate what you're going to try to do. He said, I really do, because you're going to give it a good effort. But he says, you're not going to make a difference.
Ooh.
This town has dried up, this county's dried up, and it won't never be any more than what it is today. But I appreciate the effort you're going to put into it.
That was honest, friend.
So I walk across the street, go back to the courthouse, and I'm sitting over and I'm thinking, what if he's right? And then an old thought that my daddy always told me, when one day I was digging a ditch and it was dry and I couldn't dig it, and me and my brother, we was young, and he comes outside and he says, you ain't dug, you're playing in the dirt. And I said, well, Daddy, we can't. And he said, son, can't never could.
Oh, he said, let me write that one down.
He said, can't never could and won't never will. And he said, let me help you with that. And, of course, he takes water and pours on the ground there, softens it up, and then we start digging.
Oh, yeah.
He taught me a life lesson.
There you go.
You can do anything if you want to. So, you know, we began everybody wants a factory. Everybody wants to create jobs. Everybody wants factories to pay more money. But I found out real quick that was not low-hanging fruit. That's high-hanging fruit.
Right. And you got to go to get the low fruit and do things to get to that high fruit.
That's exactly right. And so what was low-hanging fruit? Tourism?
Oh, yeah.
Was low-hanging fruit. Investing in one thing at a time. How do we get one thing at a time? And so then we began to build on that. Me, and I had some people that were helping me. It wasn't just me. It was a thing.
It's team.
Yeah,
it's
Jordan
team.
Hunter was very valuable during that time. You know, was able to get the Bull and Thistle to believe in our dream, and they opened up the Bull and – they reopened. They had closed, and they reopened.
That is a treasure.
In
Tennessee, in this part, people know about the Bull and Thistle.
They come from far and wide.
They do.
The Deans moved in and bought Granville Marina, reshaped it into Wildwood.
And they're really communitarians.
They are. They are just fantastic. But they, again, bought the vision, bought the dream, and then this pieces started falling in place. People yeah. started wanting to open up another restaurant. Somebody wanted to open up another shop. And I can tell you, I tell people, well, I don't see much happening. I said, well, it's happening. You just can't see it. It's coming, and it's just one piece at a time. Commissioner Ezell, the tourism commissioner, he asked me back he had me to be a guest speaker at one of his conferences, he had asked me a question. He says, you know, I mean, how would you tell somebody to get a small rural county town that's kind of dried up? In the drying up, that happened over 30 years.
Oh, yeah.
So you're not going to build it back.
It's one overnight.
Right. You're not going to build it back overnight, George. And I said, well, I tell you what, you got to have a vision. The Bible says without a vision, the people perish.
Amen.
And so you have to have a vision. And then you have to start telling the people about your vision.
You got to communicate.
That's right. And then you find one person that'll believe you. They'll fall. They'll get behind you.
It's biblical.
Yeah, and then you go tell another one, and tell another one. And it's the same way of telling people about Jesus Christ. If I can get George to understand who Jesus is and receive him, then George can go tell somebody.
That's right.
But I'm not going to – George, that's not it. I'm going to go over here and tell the next person,
right?
Eventually those people are telling your vision.
So you've been a missionary.
I have.
For this vision.
Yeah, and now we're seeing it. We're seeing fruit come from it.
Amen.
And that's important. We have a more vibrant downtown than we've had. We have a more vibrant county than we've had in years. You know, we are working on industry now, you know, which has been a dream, but it's an uphill, as you said. It's hard to get. It's high. It's high fruit, but we're there. You know, we're done a lease and going to be putting people to work, making a good wage, not a cheap wage.
Yeah, we had a company, I'm trying to remember, that came.
TC Remanufacturing.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
You and Stephen were a big part of that.
Let me tell you, Stephen Crook was a really Stephen is moving back.
That's what he told me.
And he's gone to work with ECD, the state. But we had a team. Well, you said team.
Yeah.
We just had a team and still do have a team that's working together. I just gives me chill bumps thinking about all that.
Yeah, and being a part of the Highlands is how that worked out. We had an empty building that the IDB owned, and Stephen couldn't find this company a building in Putnam County.
That's the best thing that could have happened for all of us. It showed that we walked the talk.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Same thing with Herman in White County.
That's correct.
We walked the talk and we all benefit.
Yeah, I remember Jay calling me.
Yeah.
And I was, at that time, I was not the mayor, but I was the chairman and I was running the show again.
I understand.
Someone was sick. And he says, hey.
Well, you're the chairman of the county commission. You're a major player in anything that goes on.
So he called and he said, hey, I got a hook. Somebody on the line, we may get somebody in that building. And I said, well, what can I do to help? You know, you'd send me, he said, well, I need you to show up, be present as a representative of the county, and we're going to get this done. And Stephen's the one that brought the lead to him, and that's the last thing we've had. But we've not had one, but now we've got one. We've been able to acquire another factory, and they're going to be hiring people soon, and we're going to be
– And really, in a community your size, you don't need these – you just need enough. You can't ever get enough, but – well, you might can with workforce development. That means more to a Jackson – county than it would if it located in Putnam County. I mean, and you've got all this other stuff. I think your best years and you are still ahead.
And you're right. I don't know. I like this one. This one was 50 jobs.
50 is a good number.
Yeah, and paying better than $20 an hour. And that's what we need.
Amen.
That's what we need. You know, when I first made contact with them a year ago, again, being present, I'll just tell you,
but
making connections. That's right.
And execute.
Here this person was in front of me saying, hey, somebody told me about you. Here I am.
Here we are.
And I said, well, all I need to know is how many jobs, 50, perfect number, right?
Oh, yes.
And how much do you pay? Yeah. He said, we'll pay better than $20 an hour. Okay, I'm on board now.
You got it. Right? You got your attention.
Yeah, I'm on board. But if you're paying $15, it's not that I might not want you, but that's not the job that's going to help my.
It's not helping your community.
That's correct.
Your young people coming on achieve what you want them to achieve.
Yeah. People walk up and say, any jobs in Jackson County? Yeah. While they pay, I said, well, what do you need to make? $15 an hour. Either it's 10 or 15 down the road.
That's right.
You can go to work for that.
But we still need a certain amount of jobs at all levels.
Yeah.
But we're trying to raise per capita income.
That's correct. George, I believe we need higher paying jobs.
No question.
I saw Mayor Porter. I'd known Randy for years.
Oh, yeah. Right? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But first time I'm
– Great team.
He's a great guy.
Great guy.
And doing a great job. But we had met in a group setting in one of those committees or something, and I looked up to Randy, and I said, congratulations on landing that new factory. And I said, do me a favor. And he said, what's that? I said, stop landing $12 an hour jobs.
Amen.
He said, looked at me, and I said, my people work in your county.
That's right. That's right.
And I said, I need you to have them a better job than $12 an hour.
That's right.
You're going to bring a plan in, they need to pay $20. Let's go after $20 an hour jobs. And
I'm hearing how the chamber and evolves. In the old days when we didn't have the jobs, and today we're talking about getting our workforce like we're doing to challenge for these higher paying jobs.
Yeah,
and so it's happening.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
happening.
Hey, and he's
and
like,
you're seeing it.
Yeah, he said that's what we're doing.
No question.
And he said, that's
no
okay. I'm just saying, people can find a $10-$12 an hour job, but that's not elevating. We're not helping them.
No.
Have a better life. You know, that's the hope. I want to improve the quality of life for my people.
Amen.
And household medium income is a direct way to do that. And it also brings kids out of poverty, which we're after. And that's really important to me personally.
Yeah. Well, you said something earlier, and I'm talking too much again, but we have a grandson. Our dream is one day our grandson will grow up, live here in the Upper Cumberland, get married, have a job. You know, we want to live the dream that you have had, because I think that's where the country, you see what's going on. Bigger is not better. These big urban areas, and I'm not anti-urban areas, but my generation always wanted to go to the biggest place we could, you know, when we finished school. But you're seeing a renaissance going on, and you're poised for that. So, hey, I'm excited. I mean, I'm excited for you and with you, and it's a great time. So we're getting down to the last half minute or so. Anything else you want to talk about?
A lot of good stuff going on, George, in Jackson County, and it's took a team effort to get there. You know,
it's team.
It's all about the team. It ain't about me. We've got people that's going to hopefully renovate the old hotel and have a boutique hotel.
Ooh, that's what we were talking about.
Lodging.
Offline.
I wanted to get that
in. But it happens.
Yeah.
See, sooner or later.
These things are materializing.
Yeah.
And I've got people wanting to do some other stuff. And so just great stuff. Not enough time to
Bible
share
everything. Talks about the fullness of time. And
that's it.
Here, it's coming.
It's here.
Randy, I want to thank you, Randy Hetty, the county mayor for Jackson and Gainsborough. I want to say opposite. Gainsborough, Jackson County. God bless you, my friend.
Well, appreciate you having me on, George. Thank you.